We've been in court with the FBI for, five and a half, 6 years, and they've tried three times to get the case thrown out of court, and each time they've failed. And because they failed, eventually they opened up what they call the discovery process of the lawsuit, and that's when we get to look at theirs and they get to look at ours. We get to see all their files, and we get to depose them, which is question them under oath. And they're supposed to get to do that to us, but very strangely, for an agency that thinks that me and Daryl bombed ourselves, they have never exercise their right to question us under oath and ask us anything about it. So that's a little strange in itself. Anyway, but now that we've been in discovery for years and we've collected about 7,000 pages of sworn testimony from about 50 sleazy FBI agents and Oakland police, and we've got about another 7,000 pages of files and police reports and things like that, we've got about 300 photos, we've got all kinds of evidence. And now that we've got all this evidence, they get another chance to get the case thrown out of court. The American court system is a wonderful thing. And what they get to do is they say, okay, now we've had all this discovery and we all know everything about the case, and you still don't have a case. And the reason that they can say this is that they have something that's called qualified immunity. And that means that it's also called sovereign immunity, which I think makes it a little bit easier to understand. You're not allowed to sue the king, okay? And what it means is that because they're cops, if they just make a mistake in the course of their duty and shoot the wrong person, too bad, you're not allowed to sue them for that. You're only allowed to sue them if they do something knowingly, consciously, and maliciously. So in order for us to win, we have to show that they didn't just accidentally think we bombed ourselves, that they actually lied to arrest us. Fortunately, the evidence is so strong that this isn't really hard. So what they've done is they are amazing. They can make a case last forever. They can slice it into ribbons and just draw it out as long as they can. So what they did, our lawsuit charges them with four things. It's a civil rights lawsuit. Charges them with false arrest, with illegal search and seizure, with failure to provide equal protection of the law, and with conspiring to violate our First Amendment rights by discrediting us as terrorists.